Shanti. Good morning. The song was about the bird coming with a message of peace. And Baba's peace, Shanti, silence in Hindi, Shanti has both aspects. And Baba's Murali today is about the power of silence being the only power that can bring about transformation. And as usual, Baba has praised all the children who are the helpers in the task of world transformation. But Baba has also mentioned that the one thing that children are not giving enough attention to is silence. And it's interesting that this is a murali from 2008, February 2008. And where are we today? Nearly coming to 26. And 90 years of Baba's service. And it wasn't just in 2008 that Baba mentioned the power of silence. Baba's mentioned it prior to that also. In fact, the early days of Karachi, what was the power that they had at that time that enabled them to have the strength to withstand the whole community on one side and just a handful of women and a few brothers, and Brahma Baba. But on one side, just imagine the 100 Kauravas, and on the other side, 5 Pandavas. So what was the power that they had? It was the power of silence. And through that early period, the power of silence enabled them to change themselves, to fill themselves with God's power. And so the whole story of the yajna begins actually with the power of silence. And so the end of the story of the yajna can only happen when we again just focus on that one aspect of the power of silence. But it's very interesting how bhakti has remembered that final stage but hasn't been able to describe what you need to do step by step to get to that stage. So for example, people would say, what is meditation? Or what is yoga? And they'd say, it's silence. And not just within Bharat, but within the whole world. The word meditation is there in all the different traditions. And it would be described as silence. But how do you get to that stage? Here's a mind that's constantly moving. You know, just as the wind keeps moving, the water keeps moving, the mind keeps moving, it isn't still at all. Even during the hours of sleep, the fact that we are processing things, we are dreaming, whether we remember those dreams or we don't remember those dreams, the mind is still active. And so to bring that mind to a stable stage in which it's able to be silent, Oni Baba has been able to describe the step-by-step process of that. And the step-by-step process is to be able to first remove negativity, then even to remove whatever is waste, and then to not just even ordinary thoughts, but pure elevated thoughts then. So the power of Gyan, the whole of Gyan, the other day in the Sakar Murali, Baba used the expression Gyan ka tant, the essence of Gyan is yoga, is man manabha. So Baba's given us all this ocean of knowledge to be able to deal with all the things that we are constantly reacting to, so that we know that's out there and inside it's me and Baba. And so I bring my mind to a stable stage and then a pure elevated stage. The two things that Bhakti remembers is firstly this aspect of meditation as being just silence. But the other factor that again Bhakti remembers, which is the end point, but we don't know how to get to the end point, is to say that we're all going to merge into God. We're all going to be, the drops are going to return to the ocean and the drops are going to become part of the ocean. Now, how do you describe that in terms of bhakti? What about the immortality of the soul? What about the constancy, the consistency of God? And little drops keep coming in and God's form keeps changing. As you see, it doesn't stand up to any questioning at all. And so Baba's explained, and we experience, that when you're really connected with Baba, then you've lost the identity of the I and my, and the soul is in that experience of being lost in God's love, merged in God's love, and that silence of the drops coming back into the ocean, a total state of stillness and quiet, just the experience of God's love with the soul. So I was remembering these two aspects of bhakti when today Baba's talking about you have to fill yourself with the power of silence. And why we need to do this at this time particularly, again, it's something that we could see 2008, the Brahmins could see it, but now many people out there can see it, that nothing's working. And so I was described how the pillar of dharma, the pillar of religion, is not working. The authority of dharma or religion doesn't exist at this moment. Whatever dharma says, there's a total contrast of even the people who believe in that dharma have in their lives. But of course, the time when not just the people of that religion, but the leaders of that religion also no longer experience the power and the truth of that. And so their lives diverge from what dharma is actually saying. So the pillar of dharma collapsed a long time ago and it's continued to really just carry on in name rather than with any strength and authority. Sakar Murali Baba often speaks about how the two big divisions, the two blocks that exist in the world are actually Christian brothers. True, and yet they're fighting. And Baba said, even when the Pope says there should be peace, and so the authority of the highest authority within that particular religion, and the two brothers won't listen. So the authority of religion fell apart a long time ago. But also, the authority of governance, though we see what's going on. Democracy, though, is there again in name, but the reality. And sometimes people describe democracy as demon crazy. And when I first heard this expression, I thought, yeah, it makes sense. But especially today, you don't have to think about it. It's visible in front of you. Demon crazy. And yet what Baba's teaching us is the power of dharma, to be able to follow the path of purity, of truth and peace and love, which is our dharma. In Bharat, they talk a lot about the Sanatan Dharma. And what they mean when they say Sanatan Dharma is just Hinduism. But the original Dharma of the Devtas, that's been totally forgotten. But also this description of Swa Dharma. What is my original Dharma? And my original Dharma is peace, shanti, silence. And so Baba's teaching us how to build up within the individual soul personally the power of dharma, but also the power of governance, so that I do become a self-sovereign. And of course, again, the word self-sovereignty has been interpreted as a political thing. But no, firstly, starting with myself. And the last several Muralis have been about to what extent am I able to be the ruler of my thoughts, my feelings, my sanskars. And so coming back to the real foundations of civilization and the Devta Dharma is what Baba's teaching us today. But the third pillar is interesting, the power of science. And of course, we know Baba always talks about the contrast of science and silence. But Baba talking about the situation where scientists feel, it starts with the thought we can understand matter, explore matter, and learn to control matter. And so we've been seeing that happening over a period of time. But today the point where scientists are beginning to feel that it's not possible to control matter anymore. We've come to that point where scientists actually say that we are not able to reverse the whole process of breakdown of the environment. But in Brahman life, Baba is saying that you become the conquerors of matter. And Prakriti Jeet, not just control matter, but the conquerors of matter. And the way Baba has explained this is, of course, what we saw in the Dadis. Not just matter out there, but this matter, the matter of the body. And how, even in today's Murali, apparently, I don't remember it specifically, but I think many of us would have been there, because it's a Murali from February. And so we were all there at that time, I think, many of us. And Dadi Gulzar keeps coughing. I won't say Baba keeps coughing, but Dadi Gulzar keeps coughing. And so early in the Murali, Baba said that the chariot is coughing, but your love pulled Baba here, and Baba's love to be able to come and meet you children pulled Baba here. And then again, further down in the Murali, again Baba's commenting that whatever the condition of the body, Baba comes and does what he needs to do. And so, at that time, 2008, Bab Dada, using their power, to control matter and just carry on for not just 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but probably through the night. And then we saw not just Bhaktada using the chariot in that way. And the other day Sakar Baba had spoken about how even when that chariot isn't able to speak, it's okay. Shiv Baba is still going to come and give you a murli. And we know the stories of Brahma Baba sitting and writing the murli. And then of course somebody, either Mamma or later on others, reading the murli. So Baba's power to control matter, that's been described. But later on we saw, and in fact for Dadiji, we saw her conquer matter, and whatever the pain was doing, it was doing to the body. But she was able to go beyond that and keep that beautiful smile. Mamma, even earlier in the 60s, using the power of silence to conquer matter. And so Baba explaining it in this way, that science, the subject of science is the conquest of matter. But you use silence to conquer matter. And so that understanding comes through Gyan. So Baba's children again bring back these pillars and the authority of these pillars back into themselves, and then it's able to reach out into the world also. So how do we develop the power of silence to be able to come to the stage where, yes, truly we are following Dharma, truly we are able to become the rulers and so on. And again Baba has described how Amritvela, yes, that's good, but through the day to be able to still keep that connection with Baba, and as a result of that connection with Baba, the way we get an entry point into many different situations where Baba's children are given an opportunity to speak now, is to describe how the breakdown of society has been the loss of values, and they all nod their heads. That's very clear and easy for people to understand. And how do you come back to values? It's through coming back to the self and connecting with God. And it's not just coming back to the self, that's the first step, but definitely it's also that stage of actually connecting with God to draw God's power within the self. And it's interesting how, again, it's a little circle. If through the day I haven't been connected with myself and used those values of the soul of purity, peace, love and truth, then to what extent am I going to be able to have yoga power? I'm trying, but maybe out of 30 minutes, it's a few minutes that I'm making that breakthrough. But if through the day there's been attention, and again, the second thing that people find very useful is the thing that Baba taught us way back in, it would have been 1977, when Dadiji came to London, so that's how I remember the year, and she asked us, where's your traffic control system? And we didn't have one. And so she said, but it's not just for Madhavan that everybody stops for traffic control, it's for everywhere. And so we immediately started traffic control system. Certainly in the UK, other places, gradually as word got around. And so people really feel the difference now, and they talk about it. Just taking a pause for a minute. And it's lovely that we now have here in this house not just a minute of silence for traffic control, but those who've been around on weekdays or even later on Sundays, you can see that we take 3 minutes. So the traffic control pause is literally 3 minutes now. And several of you have been telling me that it's been very beneficial, that having traffic control just for a minute, you're just beginning to stabilize the mind and traffic control is over. But 3 minutes, you stabilize the mind, you're able to connect with Baba, you get that feeling of Baba's presence and Baba's influence, and so it makes a difference to the other 57 minutes. And again, instead of just 5 times a day, every hour on the hour. And so many times a day practicing this little pause, and it makes a big difference. So how can I bring my mind again and again back to Baba? I was saying, remember the example of the tortoise. Go back inside. You've done your karma, whatever karma it is you need to do. Come back inside and just stay safe and protected, connected with Baba. And then come back outside with those qualities. And so the important thing, that it's not just having an experience of those qualities at one time, but through the day, connecting with those qualities again and again. So that then, when I want to sit for an extended period of yoga, that time of yoga is going to be more fruitful. If I want to get to the stage of the power of silence, it's not going to happen just with one thing, both things working together. Through the day, my behavior based on those values, and then when I want to sit for an extended time, my mind will be calm, it will be quiet already. Otherwise, whatever has happened within the 53 minutes, the tsunami of all of that is coming up, and the situations outside are going to get worse. A couple of times Baba has said this today. What you're experiencing at that time, it's going to be even more. And of course, we see that as a reality today in terms of what's happened through the years. But Baba told us anyway at that time. So whatever practice I've had up until now, maybe there's one big difference that can really turn things around. And where we enjoy the murali, and especially we love the avyak muralis, because they're so poetic and go into such detail of what's going on in human consciousness. If I can just not appreciate, oh, what Baba's saying is lovely, but actually feel that Baba's talking to me, I think that one thing can make a huge shift. At that time, I thought Baba's talking to the dadis. And Baba keeps mentioning the front line and asking the front line the questions. But I really used to think that Baba's talking to the dadis. But now we can't postpone that and say it was for the dadis, it was for us. But at least if even today, I take it on board and I say, Baba's talking to me. I think just that one shift of consciousness can make a huge, huge difference. So through the day, I'm practicing what is the quality of my thinking. Because Baba's point is that you cannot have the power of silence if you still have any negative feelings or thoughts about anyone. And so how do I clean it out? Drops at a time. A little bit of effort, a little bit of effort for 3 minutes during traffic control, building up that yoga power, and then using that through the next period. And so I think that seeing what's going on out there and seeing what's going on within the Brahmin family in terms of all the pillars having become avyakt, now who's there? It's all of us. And so how is Baba going to be revealed? Baba will do his work of giving visions whenever it's time. but it will be revelation through all of us. Again, somebody asked me the question a few years ago when it was Gandhi's, it was one of the big zero numbers, whatever it was. It was an anniversary for Gandhi, it was either his birth date or something like that, maybe 150 years I think. And I was asked the question, can there be another Gandhi? It was here on stage in the conference hall actually, a person who is very much a leader in Jainism and Gandhi. He had come to our platform and he was speaking on it. He's written books about Gandhi, and so he asked that question. And I said that it's not one individual that has to be Gandhi. It has to be all of us that follow in those footsteps. So just like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba created a whole army. Other leaders haven't created an army. They did what they needed to do. But what happened after that? Many stories, I don't need to mention names. So the principles that the leaders had that made them a leader, nobody followed those any further. The principles were there and other things were happening down below. And so there's been a collapse of further ethics and values. But Brahma Baba, he not only created the army of the Dadis, but he gave them such power that the Dadis created the next generation and the next generation. And so at this moment, very much the consciousness that I need the power of silence to bring about deep, deep transformation within myself. And again, Baba's used these three words, attitude, vision, and activity. Vritti, drishti, kriti. And so, yes, the example of Brahma Baba, the example of the Dadis, but Baba hasn't been revealed yet, and they've all become of yet. And so who's left to prove what is the truth of God's teachings, and that God has come on earth to bring about transformation? It's all of us. And so the more I understand deeply how to clean out my mind, my intellect, and stabilize that connection with God so that I build up the power of silence more and more to be able to experience really being part of that ocean of love, lost in love. And it's very interesting that whenever Baba speaks about silence in this context of being absolutely merged, it's not the ocean of peace, it's always the ocean of love. And so that deep inner connection with God, so that yes, I come to that stage of the fullness of peace and truth and purity, but the key is love. Love makes it easy to melt in God and just be part of that ocean. But of course, that's the experience. But the truth is, I have to learn to connect and keep that connection clear and strong so that I can catch God's signals. So the touching, the catching, God's touching me, but can I catch it and can I keep it? And I was talked about that today also. It's a time when I can't manage on my own. We've tried, human beings have tried, and there's been collapse. But today, true transformation, first the self, coming to that state of satapradhan, catching God's signals, learning to be without support. Why drama has taken away all the pillars is so that we need to learn to be without external support. So what are the external supports that I'm still hanging on to? What are my comfort zones? Can I check all of that and see so that I remove all of those things? So today's Murali again, absolutely relevant to what's going on for us personally, but also for what's going on in the world around us. And today when we offer bhog, of course, many messages for many souls, but I'll mention two specifically. Rajesh Bhai, where are you? Rajesh Bhai's Lokik father passed away very peacefully a little while ago, and it's a special bhog offering for Rajesh Bhai. Lokik family is in Birmingham, so I don't think they made it, right? But this family will offer bhog for that soul. And also for Jainani's father, first anniversary of his departure as Jainani. I did see her come in. So first anniversary. So we will offer bhog, but also Hansaben and Deviben are flying back to Madhuban to prepare for all of us. So they'll be there when you come, whichever season it is you come in. So Hansaben, come say hello and goodbye.